Just relax and trust me. You do trust me, right? Oh, good, good. So, you're gonna feel something cold, metal, and you said that you would trust me. No turning around. Not yet. Good boy. So, if you put a spoon in the freezer and you run it down and feel that? It feels very much like a blade being traced over your shoulder blade and your spine and your weak, defenseless back. Of course, since you have the blindfold on, you can't tell if this is some trick like that, or roll over, or if I'm really holding a fucking knife to your hard cock. No, oh, not knowing, does that just make you excited? I think so, baby. Never seen it this big or this hard before. Is that what a little fear does for you? Or what a little control does me? Do you feel that? Do you feel how hot and fucking wet I am? Don't you love it? Don't you just want to let me do whatever I want to you, with you, for you? My helpless little boy. Shh. You're getting so scared, aren't you? Good. Don't worry. I won't take it too far. I just want to see you squirm a bit. Can you just do that for me? Will you be a good boy and... that whimpering is really fucking working for me. So another thing is that if I took an ice cube and you feel that slight numbness, that slight sting feeling, huh? And it gets warmer and the water is going to, yeah, exactly. Blindfold on, there's no way to tell, is there? No way to tell if it's what I'm describing or if it's actually. I just got you. Itty bitty teeny bit. And drew the smallest, tiniest bit of blood. How can you know what's real, my little pet? You can't see. You can't trust your other senses. They'll only lie to you, mislead you. So your only option is to trust me. So there's this question. Do you trust me? Good answer. Let's move over to your left arm. Do you feel that? The way I'm tracing down, making a line from your shoulder to your wrist. Just relax. Good boy. Now let's try the other one. Is that nice? Speechless, huh? Oh, there's a nod. I think he likes this. Yeah, I think so. So, let's move over to your stomach, your navel, and your hips, and your thighs, and your knees, and all the way down. You're still drawing in those quick breaths. Your brain is just so confused, isn't it? Well, let me help you out. Let's do this. I'll give you a little hint before we continue. Do you know what that sound was? Do you, baby? You know that? Was it the sound of a sharp blade? I'm not telling. I'm not telling. I'll never tell. You're a smart boy, though. So let's continue, Hold still. Shh. There. Isn't the slightest pressure just... Oh god, this is getting to me. So, okay, this is gonna stay here against your Adam's apple. And the rest of me is gonna let you penetrate me. As big as you are, that just slid right fucking in. Yeah. It's because so much this turns me on. Just hold still and let me. Wait, I could tell you're about to be naughty. You were about to shoot off a thick load of cum inside me, weren't you? We can't have that now, can we? But it's okay. Your kind mistress will still allow our poor, helpless man to feel the sweet release of her. Oh, fuck. Fuck, no, what? No, I didn't hurt you, I just looked at the clock and I saw I'm going to be late for work. That's all. Oh, jeez, wait a minute. You totally thought I'd hurt you, didn't you? Did you seriously not fucking trust me? How dare you? I can't believe you wouldn't. Oh, I'm running late. I think I gotta go. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I've no time to untie you or help you get off. Oh, I feel so bad for you. Your girlfriend isn't going to use her hot little mouth to suck you off. You aren't even going to get a little half-hearted sympathy hand job, are you? You poor boy. It's such a shame. Hey now, don't go making that face. Well, if you manage to get out of these cuffs, you're more than welcome to come see me at the club. I'll even give you a special little dance on the house. Oh, darn. You better hurry, Houdini. I'm still so fucking wet and worked up. And if you aren't there to show your appreciation for me, I'm probably just gonna have to take it out on somebody else. Sitting in their lap and grinding on their cock. Squeezing their hard cock through their trousers. whispering in their ear and kissing their neck, shoving my soft little tits in their face, gasping as I let them flick their tongue against my hard nipples. Oh, I just hate, I'd hate for something like that to happen. Well, good luck, baby.